Rebuttal to argument against Proposition 4. Notification laws are protecting girls in over 30 states and have been for up to 25 years. That's why law enforcement supports Proposition 4. Read the opposing argument carefully. Notice it says, quote, may, end quote, and, quote, if, end quote. There are no real stories, not a single example of a, quote, real, end quote, teenager harmed by a notification law. That's because it has never happened. Out of millions of girls, the opposition couldn't find one real girl harmed by a notification law. Meanwhile, the list of victims of secret abortions keeps growing. A 12-year-old was given alcohol by an adult male who raped her when she passed out. Weeks later, the rapist's mother took her to an abortion clinic and afterwards dumped her 30 miles from home. The police finally located her after the girl's frantic mother reported her missing. She was suffering severe abortion complications that could have led to her death had she not received immediate medical treatment. Adam Galt, 41, lured a 14-year-old from her home with promises of drugs and a job. Instead, she became his sex slave for a year, captive in his house. When she became pregnant, Galt arranged an abortion for her at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood didn't report the girl's victimization. Secret abortions leave girls vulnerable to further sexual abuse, pregnancies, abortions, and sexually transmitted diseases. Predators are free to prey on new victims. Vote yes on 4 to protect real girls in the real world victimized by secret abortions and sexual predators. www.yeson4.net. Mary L. Davenport, MD, Fellow, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Thomas Murphy Goodwin, MD, FAAP, FACOG, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology and Pediatrics, Keck School of Medicine, University of Southern California. The Honorable Rod Pacheco, JD, District Attorney, Riverside County.